It is March, Tippendales, and we are here with our guest tipper of the month, Catherine Quinn, who is going to be giving us tips on a wide range of topics all month. But Catherine, I would just love if you would introduce yourself to the Tippendales real fast. Tell them who you are. Tell them maybe how they can find you, and tell them what you're doing in a quick nutshell.
Amazing. Okay, thank you for having me. My name is Catherine Quinn. I run a company called Annette Showbiz. We do marketing for Broadway shows. We represent The Great Gatsby on Broadway, maybe Happy Ending on Broadway, other shows TBD. I also create my own content, both at Annette Showbiz. It's a bunch of Broadway stuff. And then at It's Catherine Quinn under my own handles. I am an Airbnb owner. I am a full-time voice actor. And if that sounds like a lot of full-time jobs, it is. And it's really fun. And that's me.
And Ned, who is you?
Well, as you just pointed out, I'm Ned Donovan, one half of the hosting team of Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. But who's you?
Oh, wow. I almost just swallowed my mint. My name's Arielle. I also am a co-host here on Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. Very excited to be here to learn all about you, Catherine.
And you just gave me a perfect entry point, Catherine, into my very first question on tips, which is how in the hell do you do that? How do you keep that all organized? How do you separate it out so that you understand what you're working on when and not end up at a 90-hour week every Monday?
I'm a witch. And I do end up at a 90-hour week every week.
Oh,
so
great.
We're working on it. However, I will say the biggest thing that I've learned is separating my time from my money, trying to work project-based rather than like hourly. And also delegating as much as humanly possible. For instance, I have voiceover editors who handle my voiceover editing. I now have an assistant who handles the delivering of my voiceovers. So I'm in the booth for 30 minutes to an hour every day, but I still am delivering anywhere from 100 to 300 voiceovers a month. And that is done because I'm delegating out to editors and an assistant. And I did that early on, and it's always been worth the investment.
That's unbelievable. How did you break into that? Where did you start to get on that voice actor journey?
I was working at the worst dinner theater in the world as a new non-union actor. And
where? Not, don't tell us the theater. Just tell us what city. Was it New York?
No, it was Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Whoa. Mm.
I would happily put that theater on blast. It was a horrendous time. But one of my very talented coworkers did voiceover. I was a certified personal trainer. I had an online fitness business. I've always had an entrepreneurial streak, and I needed voiceover and hired him to do it and was like, wait, can I buy you dinner if you like tell me a bit about this or if I can watch you work? And he was like, yeah, sure. And lovely and generous and great. I started on Fiverr.com. I created a platform. I created a gig in 2016, forever ago, for video spokesperson, personal training plans, and voiceover. And voiceover very quickly took off. Even when I was just recording into my cell phone, I didn't have any proper equipment and absolutely zero experience. Don't recommend it. Got very, very lucky. And the platform was very different and far less saturated back then, and built a business.
That's amazing. And you said you've always had an entrepreneurial streak. Do you have a system or an idea of how you decide when something you're feeling entrepreneurial about is ready to be an actual forward moving project?
Wouldn't it be nice? No, it's sort of when the spirit moves me and when I feel like I have even a pocket of time. So like I'm making these Broadway shows right now for Annette Showbiz. We did 35 episodes, filmed them over the course of a month, and we're releasing them over the course of 3 months. And I just had, you know, a month that was less crazy. And I was like, we're doing this. I'm going to negotiate for the spaces, hire teams, assemble editors, and we're going to go.
Well, because this is a podcast where we share tips, of course, but we also share recommendations for things that might be intriguing to other people. We recently started giving podcast recommendations on this podcast. Do you want to tell us a bit more about some of the things that you're putting out there and where people can find them?
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to ask for recommendations of like books and podcasts.
Sure.
We're going to do that next now.
I love that. Yeah, no, I just finished listening to Ride of a Lifetime by Bob Iger. I'm a low-key Disney adult.
Low-key about it.
It's fairly low-key relative to what on the scale of what I have now been equated with in terms of Disney adults.
Sure.
It's low key.
Yeah, sure.
But it is active. And I have a friend who is like, you're a Disney adult in a way that it's investigative journalism, which is true. So it really is like partial business endeavor and part joy, which is like ultimately very joyful for me. And I've now lost my train of thought. Oh, Rite of a Lifetime. A great read. Bob Iger, great leader so far.
She knocked on her head career. For those who are just listening.
That's true. For those not on YouTube.
I did. Just because, you know, people do bad things and you just don't know when this is going to be released. And I hope no bad things happen between now and the release coming out of Bob Iger's mouth. But one just never knows. So I like to
cover your ass.
Protect my future self. So anyway, found that to be a really great read. I also read Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell was really good. Speaking of like time management, it was a really good one. But Ariel, what was your actual question?
My question was, I'm of the impression that you are now putting out a lot of content. So you've got the videos that you make for Now That's Showbiz. You've got your own personal channel. Do you want to just tell us some of the things that you talk about there? I think some of the topics that you cover.
Yeah, it is pretty Broadway forward. There's also occasionally Disney content. On my personal channel, I do vlogs and theater content, primarily some travel content. And then for And That's Showbiz, it's women on the street interviews. It is sort of game shows with Broadway stars and then sit down interviews with Broadway stars.
Awesome. Is there a Broadway star that you cannot believe that you got to say yes to being on your show? Or many? Any that you want to shout out?
Alex Newell is a diva, and I say that with love and admiration and friendship. And I cannot believe that they agreed to come on. And I'm thrilled. I love Alex Newell. So it was a treat.
Do you have a tip out there for humans who maybe are hitting stage doors, running into their favorite stars on the street, of how to like best approach them if you wanted a picture or an autograph or anything like that?
Do you have a minute is a good start, because they may not. They may be running somewhere. They may be going to pick up their kids from school. They're human beings just like us, which I know fans know, but just thinking that way first. So do you have a minute? And then try not to take it personally if they don't, but if they are gracious enough to stop quickly, because time is of the essence always. Such a big fan of your work. If you need a photo, would you mind taking a photo? And again, if they say no, thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to meet you. And then that's it. Nice and short and sweet. It will mean something to them, regardless of whether they have time to have a longer or shorter interaction, but just human being first and treat them with kindness, care, and efficiency.
Now, you said, Ariel, you do it.
No, I was going to pivot, so go ahead.
I was also going to pivot.
Where were you going to pivot?
My pivot is, earlier you said you're an Airbnb.
That's where I was going.
Oh my God!
Keep it all in.
All of that stays in the pod. Catherine, tell us about that. You're an Airbnb post. Where? What's your setup? What's the vibe?
Come on to Quinn Hollow. Yeah, I have an Airbnb in upstate New York at a ski mountain town called Hunter Mountain. It's 2 hours north of the city.
I've been there.
Come stay, Ariel.
Love it. Yeah, I'm in.
It's a great spot. It's cute. It's quaint. It is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath cabin on 2 acres of land. Lots of twos here. And I bought it during the pandemic. A lot I did on my own. I built a fire pit. I learned so many things that I just, you know, things that you learn when you buy a house. We put in a bathroom. We put in windows. I built a deck and all these things with help. I did not build a deck by myself. I am not that handy. I can hardly assemble like IKEA furniture. So let's be really clear about that. But it was a humongous project and super fun. And yeah, come stay at Quinn Hollow. It's a great, great little spot.
Shout out to Quinn Hollow. What a great name.
What a great Airbnb name.
Yeah.
It's really, really well done. It's like you put it into one of those name generators for Airbnb.
I don't even know where it came from, but Pixie Hollow will be the Disney property in the team.
I like that.
Love for hollows.
A lot of hollows. We're into hollows.
You're into
again,
hollows.
Just to bring it back around, you might be the busiest person I've ever known. And I've known a lot of busy people.
Well, thanks.
You're so welcome. How do you decide what it is you're going to enjoy for you, be it a book, be it podcast, be it theater? Like when you make that space and that time, how do you narrow it down in your limited time?
Ah, what a great question. Theater is always work now, which is a good and a bad thing, but that doesn't get to be fun time anymore. So I have to be careful about that one. Even if it's a show that I want to see, it's inevitably, I'm going to see people I know. I'm going to maybe want to make content afterwards. It's just, it's never not work. It's intuitive. I think it has to be intuitive. You know, we're all super busy. And I'm not going to sit down and try to read a book if I'm not in the mood to sit down and read a book. So I sort of just like have a bevy of options. So like I have an adult coloring book back there. I have a candle making kit for when the spirit moves me. I have a nonfiction and fictional book on my Audible ready to go. I am constantly consuming trash reality TV if I just truly want to like vacate my body.
We'll text about that later. Keep going.
Oh, I can't wait. No, wait. Do you hate it or do you love it?
It depends on the one, but adore it when I adore it.
Are you watching Traitors?
That. Oh, I live for Traitors.
I'm not, but I know that people Traitors. Are talking about it, and this is me inserting myself into that conversation.
You have to.
Go ahead.
I
think SEO-wise, it will do well for us if we have a conversation.
Swing into Traitors for just a second, because as a musical theater boy with a BFA in musical theater, I have been obsessed with Alan Cumming for a very long time. And if you had told me when I was graduating from college, getting my BFA in musical theater, that I would openly and unironically state that in the top five roles he's ever played, it's himself hosting a reality show, I would have punched myself in the face. But it is perfect. Everything the man is doing is perfect. And I don't care how good he was at GoldenEye. I don't care how good he was as the MC. This is at that level.
It really is. It's peak. I gasp. I clutch my partner. Like every time there's a new outfit reveal, every time he starts breaking, every time he doesn't fix his face, it's just, it's tremendous. It's the best.
It's a tremendous show. Ariel, you have to watch it.
I know. I've heard.
So good.
See, look, like I said, we do recommendations. We do recommendations for your life as well as recommendations for your eyes and for your ears.
Catherine, I'm gonna rapid fire tip with you here. So we're gonna go through kind of like the bevy of things you gave to us at the top. And I'm gonna ask, like, for any in the Tippendales who are potentially interested in going down that path themselves, your like introductory tip. So, like, in the world of being an Airbnb host, what would be your tip to someone who's like, I would maybe like to venture into that in my life?
Research ruthlessly. I never anticipated that it could be a business entirely. It's really, really hard to make margins like that, especially for a single property. Usually you can absolutely be a full-time Airbnb host. However, you're going to need multiple properties most of the time to make that happen. And I unfortunately do not have a multitude of wealth and I'm highly risk averse. So people who are like, leveraging equity in the first thing that they purchase and putting it into the second. I do not have the confidence of a straight white man and I cannot like roll that way. It's spooky scary. So I have one property, even though I've been dreaming of a property additionally in Florida, which I know is a dumpster fire state. Sorry to any Floridians, but I do love Orlando and I have faith in the Mickey dollar and it's in the center of the state. So it's less likely to sink into the ocean. And I just, it's a good investment and it's sunny and warm. So I still don't have the money to buy a property there. And I've been dreaming of it and thinking about it and looking at realtor.com every single day for years. I bought Quinn Hollow in 2021. I put an offer in Florida and New York the same day. And the Florida one didn't go through. Quinn Hollow went through. And it was like, okay, wow. This is where we're going first. Does that answer the question?
It sure does. My second question is, let's say a Tippendale is listening to you and going like, maybe it would be fun to dabble my toe in voice acting. Where would you recommend?
I have like a rote answer that I've always had, but I don't know that it's true in 2025. So
I actually want to emphasize that for a second.
I think that's cool, actually.
90% of advice is time-based. And whenever advice becomes timeless, to me, that's someone selling you something. The world changes, doors close, doors open, avenues shift. And if advice doesn't shift with it, then that advice is probably just being used to sell you something. So thank you for contemplating an idea in 2025.
I'm so happy to do so. It's a great point. I am on a kick of listening to, you know, business building books. And I downloaded The Lean Startup, which was like a fave in 2011. And I started listening to it. And I was like, none of this applies anymore.
No.
None of this works. This was such a cultural moment. And it just doesn't. We all proved it wrong. Like millennials did a million lean startups and most of them imploded. Like it's so wild. I think part of my typical advice here remains true. I think a combination of actively auditioning before you're ready in a low stakes way and taking class is the best way to start. Fiverr is a fairly low stakes way to do it. However, you're not auditioning. Jobs come to you on Fiverr, but on a platform like Voices.com or Voice123 or VO Planet, you can audition. Obviously, it's different if you're SAG versus you're non-union. I am and have always been non-union in the voice acting world. But I think regular practice and doing the thing, plus being in class and not getting your reel too soon, because if you get your voiceover reel too early, you will listen back to it in 1 month, 2 months, 6 months and be like, I just wasted $2,500 because those things are expensive if you have them properly done. And there's nothing worse than having it done too soon. It was years before I got my first reel because of my weird, unconventional starting with Fiverr and then moving to other platforms and then an agent and a manager and all of those things. Yeah. So practice and class.
Next on the list, a Tippendale is considering being a creator of content, which is a word I generally hate, but they are looking to enter that space. How would you recommend they kick off?
Why do you hate that word?
He doesn't like content creator.
The word content, I think, devalues a lot of what we do. I have been running an experiment for a while, which is about half the time that I'm pitching projects, I pitch them as content, and half the time I pitch them as media. And the amount of money people offer me when I say media is like well over 25% higher every time. It's just a word that people devalue. Therefore, I think it's a word that has been given to us to own as a devaluer, and I don't like that.
Well, that's really interesting. I forgot your question. What was the actual question? Sorry.
If someone wants to get into the space of creating what we colloquially call content, how would you kick off?
Talk about what you're passionate about. It's like writing a book. People always say, write what you know. And I started making content because I had so much energy in my body watching Barlow and Bear create a musical in front of our eyes when they were making a Bridgerton fan musical, essentially. And I created a TikTok account and I spoke really passionately about it and had a very micro nano, but like tens of thousands of humans following within the span of a couple of weeks. So talk about what you're passionate about and you'll learn over time consuming other people's content, hooks and transitions and whether captioning matters and whether hashtags matter and all that stuff. And you can be a student of it too. You know, I subscribe to a zillion YouTube channels and Instagram feeds of people who specialize in trends, algorithms, content, and it's a fun thing to be a student of because it never stops changing.
And then my last question for you has nothing to do with your professional life, but you, I know to be a human who A, loves Disney, and B, loves your pup. So I'm asking you for a Disney tip and a pup tip.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and I got a thumbs up from that.
Did it do?
It never does it when you want it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, does it do? Does
yeah,
this do
the
this?
Lasers.
Why not me?
Oh yeah.
Do you have a MacBook? You gotta have it turned on. I don't know, Ariel. We'll tech support you.
Whatever.
Later. For everyone who's listening to this podcast, that was the best 30 seconds it could possibly be.
That was really good. What would happen if I combined my tips?
I'm all in. Give me a Disney pup tip.
Is it about what's his name? Goofy.
It's not.
Pluto?
Sorry to not yes and you. I just said no but.
I just got no butted.
I'm so sorry. That's a really cruel thing to do. Best Friend's Pet Hotel at Walt Disney World is a great place to board your dog. It is Disney themed. There are Disney toys. I spoil the shit out of my dog. He can get a peanut butter treat at the end of the night. He's currently like in an indoor-outdoor villa and doing play and stay, and I can watch a webcam of him. They have a Pluto topiary out front. Oh. It is the cutest, best boarding around the Disney area, and Feeny and I both love it.
That is wonderful. I love that so much. Have one more question for you that came up from just thinking on the vibe of this conversation that we've just had. You're a person I've always felt makes very intentional choices in basically everything you do. My question is, like, do you have a mantra? Do you have like a statement on which you make your decisions? Like, what is the ethos of Catherine Quinn as a human who I look up to a lot?
Oh, Ned, that's really nice. Ditto. You're just like ceaselessly creating, which I love. Those are the kinds of humans that I want to surround myself with. You are a kind of human I want to surround myself with.
Aww.
I have all kinds of mantras to like, they're kind of outdated. I'm looking at them now. They're above my mission control. One is, would a CEO do that? Which is sort of like, yeah, I know.
That's great.
It's like, yeah, except that it doesn't really work when you're a founder of a startup.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I think it's okay that last night I was sorting 1,000 bespoke bags of merch with like finger lights and business cards and things that, you know, my team created. Like, it's okay that I was schlepping finger lights from Amazon down to the theater. Like, that's okay. I actually kind of want to get rid of, would a CEO do that? Because I just don't think that ultimately serves me. But I think it's just been an effort for me as I'm building a business and trying to not just become Catherine Quinn, but Anna Showbiz, which is representative of the work that Catherine Quinn has historically done, that I'm able to delegate and that I trust my team and that I give them more responsibility and ownership for the things that they're doing. But I think in general, when making decisions, I try to be as good about if it's not a hell yeah, it's a no, as I possibly can be. I've gotten so much better at saying no, really, really, really in the last couple of years, especially in the last year. And every time, even when it's so hard and it's like, that's an opportunity or that would be more money or any of those things, I have yet to regret it ever. I might feel a little FOMO at the start, but it always turns out that that was the right choice every time.
That is a phenomenal way to finish this up. Catherine, thank you for joining us as our March tipper. We've got a ton of tips coming up this month from Catherine. Please check out absolutely everything she's got going on. And in a second, she's going to tell you where you can do that.
You can do that at It's Catherine Quinn on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. And at and that's Showbiz for all things Broadway, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube as well.
Are there websites we should tell people to go to?
CatherineQuinn.com and that's show.biz.
Love. May I add, this is our fourth guest tip month. We started last December. We've had Edward, we had Anjali, we had Katrin, and then we have Catherine. We need more people. We want more people, but we also want to know, what have you learned and how do you like this new thing that we've been doing? Ned and I have been making this show for more than a year at this point, more than 300 episodes. And we're changing things up just to try to figure out, you know, what works, what doesn't work, and what keeps the Tippendales excited to come back to daily tips that may or may not help you. So let us know. Leave us a rating and a review wherever it is that you're listening to this or watching this.
Thank you so much, Tippendales. Thank you so much, Catherine Quinn. And we will see you all for our next tip on Monday.
Thank you, thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.